I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 16th. Well, two outdoor events planned in Quincy tomorrow will be held indoors instead due to the forecast for rain. The fourth annual Quincy Multicultural Festival that was to be held at Pageant Field will instead be held inside at North Quincy High School. The festival will be held from noon to 3 and will still include over 25 cultural tables, entertainment, food, raffles, and games. And the Quincy 400 concert that was planned for tomorrow at 4 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common will be moved indoors to the auditorium at Quincy High School at the same time. The concert will feature the Quincy Symphony Orchestra and the combined high school choral group and will include an original piece composed for the Quincy 400 celebration. Concert will also be live here on Quincy Access Television. Both the Multicultural Festival and the concert are free. 42 students graduated the Quincy College Nursing Program this week. The 36 women and 6 men received their official pins, marking the completion of the Associate's Degree Program in Nursing. Quincy College commencement will be held this Monday at 11 a.m. at the Boston Marriott Hotel in Quincy. Attorney General Andrea Campbell will be the commencement speaker, and the ceremony will be live here on QATV. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office has fired a top official for using a department plumber to do work on his own home. Assistant Deputy Superintendent of Jail Operations Tom Brady was terminated after an investigation showed he ordered a plumber who works for the county to replace a water heater, fix the heating system, and do other work at his Norwood home while the plumber was on duty for the county. Brady gave the plumber a bottle of wine but did not pay him or reimburse the county. The State Ethics Commission also found that Brady violated the conflict of interest laws multiple times. He resigned a day before his termination was to take effect. A hearing will be held later this month where Brady could face fines of up to $10,000 for each violation. Brady was earning $142,000 and also cashed in $82,000 in unused vacation and sick time. The recent annual Taste of the South Shore raised just over $400,000 for the South Shore YMCA. Over 650 people gathered at the Hale Family Y in Quincy to enjoy food and beverages from over 30 South Shore restaurants, breweries, bakeries, chefs, and caterers. The Top Sip Award was presented to Tilden Cocktails, a new non-alcoholic beverage company. Monsilio's Baking Company claimed the Top Sweet category, and Tosca of Hingham earned the Top Taste Award. South Shore YMCA CEO Paul Gorman said the event helps ensure that no child is turned away from the Y based on their ability to pay. And the MC for the event, David Lombardo, encouraged guests to give generously. The funds will help support the Y's scholarships, overnight camps, sports, and swim programs. The Marina Bay Ferry in Quincy will begin weekend service for the first time tomorrow. The service will use a one-way ferry on a looping route with stops at the Seaport, New England Aquarium, Logan Airport, and Winthrop. A one-way trip is $6.50. Parking is free at Squantum Point Park. The weekend service will continue through October 12th. Weekday service began on April 28th and will continue through November 26th. The Wollaston Garden Club's annual plant sale is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon at the former Wollaston Congregational Church. The sale will include hardy perennials, annuals, herbs, tomatoes, and other vegetables and novelty gifts. Cash, check, or Venmo is accepted. That event will be held rain or shine. Sons of the American Legion Squadron 294, Morrisette American Legion Post, will hold its annual Memorial Day observance this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Flags for Veterans Island at Fort Square at School in Pleasant Streets in Quincy. The keynote speaker will be Colonel Robert Notch, veteran advocate for Massachusetts, and the public is welcome to attend. A traffic update. Overnight line painting is taking place along Hancock Street in Quincy Center. Police say the painting's being done in the 1000 block of Hancock Street from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Motorists are advised to avoid the area. Detours will be in place. The HOV lane on the expressway was shut down during the start of yesterday's evening commute after Massport says a bus broke down and blocked the lane, causing heavy traffic delays. Video shows the bus, which appeared to have a tire issue, blocking the lane near Exit 8, which is the Furnace Brook Parkway exit in Quincy. Behind the bus, a long line of stopped cars in the HOV lane. MassDOT says the lane was shut down shortly after 3:30 yesterday afternoon, affecting part of the highway in Boston, Quincy, and Milton. Just under an hour later, video showed the bus being towed away as the lane began to slowly move again. For nearly 40 years, Bob Crook has been an educator and boys varsity basketball and golf coach at Braintree High School. He is calling it a career, and as the coach retires, Crook leaves behind a family and community legacy that may never be duplicated. For nearly 40 years, toughness and grit was a staple of Coach Crook's boys basketball teams. Those were the type of kids that Crook had in his 36th and final season this past year as the Wamps finished with a 17-3 record. The season was extra special because it was led by 12 seniors, including Crook's own son, Cam. Crook learned how to be a good father and coach from his father, Dave Crook, who coached Braintree boys basketball in the 1970s. 7 years later, Dave Crook was involved in a fatal car accident right in front of his home and died in his son's arms. For all his time in Braintree, Bob has also been an educator, mostly in the school's alternative program. That's where he and Mike Tassoni counsel children who are at risk of not graduating. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 271 points. The NASDAQ fell 34. The S&P rose 24. European shares gained after a mixed session in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro is higher. Oil at $61 a barrel. In sports, it's Game 6 between the Celtics and Knicks in New York tonight at 8 p.m. with New York going into the series, leading 3-2. Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight at 7 against the Braves. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 80 degrees. Or tonight, foggy, a low of 60. Tomorrow, some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, the high of 75. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 74. Monday, partly cloudy, high 66. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a southeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 2:56 p.m. Sunrise 5:21, sets at 7:59. One programming note that AEM Quincy will be off now until Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Joe Catalano with an AEM Quincy news update for Friday, May 16th.